It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Trump administration has rescinded a rule that could have forced international students living in the U.S. to return to their home countries. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
The rule would have required higher ed students with schedules full of virtual classes to leave the country. Many schools in Colorado plan to offer a mix of online and in-person classes in the fall, so international students began changing their schedules so they could keep their F-1 visas. At least 5,000 students between Denver and Boulder alone can now rest easy. Colorado was one of 17 states to challenge the new rule in federal court this week. Harvard and MIT brought their own suit last week when Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced the policy. The judge in that case announced Tuesday that the parties came to a resolution. The government reversed the policy. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Coloradans are a step closer to playing poker and blackjack at casinos again. Table games have been prohibited since March, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Gilpin County, the state's biggest gambling hub, is submitting a proposal to the Colorado Department of Health and Environment this week. The plan includes limiting the number of players per game and requiring them to use hand sanitizer immediately before touching cards. The county has just 8 confirmed or probable cases of COVID-19. The proposal says the county will shut down the games if the virus starts spreading. Slot machines reopened last month. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Fire crews near Evergreen are watching the weather again today. Some rain helped the firefighters working on the Elephant Butte fire Tuesday. They're hoping for more of that today. Mike Taplin is with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
The drier, hotter weathers are always worse for fighting fires. It's better to have cooler and moister temperatures.
Some residents were able to return home last night after some evacuation orders were lifted. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.